Friday.
Well, I got good news. I got top advisors of the president calling me, saying they want to work with the development plan for Trump reaching out to American people and rallying them, directly conscripting them. And conscript means forcing you, but you know what I mean, drafting people of their free will into the next phase of this. So that's exciting. Now, look, I'm for marijuana decriminalization. And Trump has done more than anybody. Obama said he wouldn't. And we shouldn't throw marijuana smokers in prison. But marijuana is 10, 20, 30 times stronger, depending on the strain, than it used to be. Because I'm never a big pot guy, but I've smoked it in high school and college a few times. I've smoked it, you know, every few years. I mean, it's just stuff will knock you down like a horse kicking you in the head. And it creates schizophrenia, you name it. But you shouldn't throw people in prison for it. We should decriminalize it. Trump just lowered the schedule of it. So they don't treat it like a narcotic. I think that's overall good. Here's part of the ongoing press conference.
Listen in.
A group of people behind me, mostly medical people and brilliant people, and they really know what they're doing. And I just want to thank them. They gave truly gave their lives in terms of the time and all of the incredible work they've done over the years in arriving at the position they have now, most respected people in the country. Today, I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses. We have people begging for me to do this, people that are in great pain. For decades, this action has been requested by American patients suffering from extreme pain, incurable diseases, aggressive cancers, seizure disorders, neurological problems, and more, including numerous veterans with service-related injuries and older Americans who live with chronic medical problems that severely degrade their quality of life. And it's I can't tell you. I think I probably have received more phone calls on this, on doing what we're doing. I don't think I received any calls on the other side of it, but hopefully this reclassification, which, by the way, polls at 82%, will help many of those patients live a far better life. We're joined today by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's doing a fantastic job, Administrator of Centers for Medicare
no
and Medicaid Services,
Dr. Mehmet Oz, targeted benefits in a lot of ways.
Commissioner Dr. Marty McCary, Director of
it certainly is, you know, in ways to get from God. It can also be misused, my point.
And the Director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Valkow, as well as Dr. Ilana Braun from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Duke University's Dr. David Casaret, the National Commander of the American Legion, Dan Wiley, and my friend Howard Kessler. Howard, how are you feeling?
I'm doing great.
I'm telling you, he looks better than he did 20 years ago. But I don't want to go through what you went through to get there.
Okay.
Right? But it looks like you're doing great. I'm proud of you. I want to emphasize that the order I am about to sign is not the legalization or it doesn't legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug. It has nothing to do with it. Just as the prescription painkillers may have legitimate uses, but can also do irreversible damage and never, you know, if you look at some of the damage that can be caused, wreck lives, and if it's abused, it's never safe to use powerful control substances in recreational manners, and especially in this case, if you take a look, illegal and unregulated drugs, very, very bad thing.
Yeah, they spike a lot of marijuana and fentanyl. So Trump, as usual, I didn't see what he said. I totally agree. Yeah, no, for medical use, green light, old deal. That's great.
They would look at me and they said, Dad, would you stop saying that? I would say it every time I looked at it practically. Young Americans are especially at risk, so unless a drug is recommended by a doctor for medical reasons, just don't do it.
But he's not a threat in prison for recreational use. That's good. All right, we're going to come back with a huge Kennedy announcement. This is massive. Stay with us. You want to nuke the transgender death cult? We just did it. Stay with us.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great and they're good for me too. You can buy me now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I had seen Trump's press conference, and I prefaced it with what I thought was good about it. So I'd see the order, the leak of the order, and then he said exactly what I was going to say. It's that while we're simpatico, it's why he listens so much to what we say. And I've been harping last night after a speech that overall was a great speech, but a little too technical, on he's got to go on offense, he's got to explain his existential war, he's got to have some way to draft people in to understand that we're on this team, they're on that team, and then create examples of what people can do to win the midterms and to energize the country and to, you know, win the 2028 election. And now the White House is blowing my phone up. They love the idea. They want to get my ideas on it. That's how exciting it is that you kept us on air to this point. We've had major influence, all of us together. You're not a listener. You're not a viewer. You are an info warrior. It's not like you're a little deputy, like you're a kid that you visit the sheriff's department and they give you a little sticker. Oh, you're a deputy today. You're not part of this. You are this. You're the whole shooting match. So get that through your brain, please. But MTG has fought for years to get her ban on transgender surgeries and sterilization chemicals for boys and girls under the age of 18. I was saying 17. And she got attacked, she got blocked, she got threatened, but it passed the House yesterday. Now the fight in the Senate and all the rest of it. But this is a real litmus test. And you've got upwards of 90% of people. It's not a 70-30, it's a 90-10. No men and women's bathrooms, no men and women's sports, no brainwashing kids and cutting them out from their family and the schools, public and private, getting grants from the Pritzkers and others to go in and tell them they're another sex. This is child abuse to the next level, inducting them into a medical cult. So MTG, House passes bill to prosecute doctors and parents for sex changes of children, with three Democrats joining Republicans, but four Republicans voting against. We need to look at those people. Trans rep Tim McBride freaks out ahead of vote. We got video of that coming up. But first, here's Kennedy today, 9-minute clip, dropping nukes from orbit on him, saying, yeah, this is all illegal now. We're coming after you. This is so exciting. You want developments? You want victory? My friends, you're getting it on so many fronts. Just, you got to be a little patient for the economic turnaround. It's slowed the collapse and cut gas prices and some other stuff. I understand, but we're facing headwinds here. But regardless, so what if the economy even didn't get fixed? If we culturally stop all the Satanism and beyond pedophilia, chopping kids' penises off, isn't that what you want anyways? So, very exciting. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you to all the officials who are joining us today, and I'm going to acknowledge many of you by name. It's a long list. Chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, Andrew Ferguson, Senator Bill Cassidy, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Roger Marshall, Senator James Lankford, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Congressman John Joyce, Congresswoman Diana Harshberger, Congressman Bob Onder, Congressman Robert Adderholt, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Tim Walberg, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill, Administrator Mehmet Oz, Director Jay Bhattacharya, Commissioner Marty McCary, and Admiral Brian Christine. And a special thanks to Chloe Cole for being with us today. To bravely share her odyssey. Doctors assume a solemn obligation to protect children, yet doctors across the country now provide needless and irreversible sex-rejecting procedures that violate their sacred Hippocratic oath by endangering the very lives that they are sworn to safeguard. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, peddled the lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children who suffer from gender dysphoria. They betrayed the estimated 300,000 American youth ages 13 to 17, conditioned to believe that sex can be changed. They betrayed their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine, it is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children. A peer-reviewed report published by the HHS Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health last month confirms that sex-rejecting procedures impose medical dangers and lasting harm on children who receive these interventions. So today we are taking six decisive actions guided by gold standard science and the week one executive order from President Trump to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. This morning I signed a declaration: sex rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria. These procedures fail to meet professionally recognized standards of care. Medical professionals or entities providing sex-rejecting procedures to children are out of compliance with these standards of health care. This declaration is a clear directive to providers to follow the science and the overwhelming body of evidence that these procedures hurt, not help, children. Additionally, CMS is proposing two new rules. The first rule will bar hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding sex-rejecting procedures on minors. The FDA is issuing warning letters to 12 manufacturers of breast binders, which are medical devices used for purposes such as assistance in recovery from cancer-related mastectomies. The FDA is telling these companies that the illegal marketing of breast binders to children for the purpose of treating gender dysphoria commits significant regulatory violations and requires swift congressional or corrective action. If the manufacturers don't comply, they could face enforcement actions, including product seizures. Furthermore, HHS is also moving to reverse the Biden administration's attempt to include gender dysphoria within the definition of disability. My uncle, Ted Kennedy, was the primary author of the Americans with Disabilities Act and of the 1978 amendments that strengthened the Rehabilitation Act. The Biden-era amendments that designated gender dysphoria as a disability serve the commercial interest of a predatory, multi-billion-dollar industry that betrayed the original intention of those laws and engendered widespread public resentments against those laws among the American people and discredited the statutes in the public mind. These are statutes that were designed to protect the most vulnerable Americans, and the misuse of these statutes for these purposes injures the statutes themselves and injures other people who are entitled to that protection and who Americans want to see protected. Our proposed rule will reassure recipients of HHS funding that policies preventing or limiting sex-rejecting procedures do not violate disability non-discrimination requirements. Finally, our Assistant Secretary of Health, Admiral Brian Christine, today signed a public health message to inform healthcare providers, families, and policymakers that current evidence does not support claims that puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries are safe and effective treatments for pediatric gender dysphoria. These announcements are grounded in evidence and shaped by compassion. President Trump has made child protection a national priority. The Make Our Children Healthy Again strategy demonstrates that commitment. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. The MAHA Commission strategy report calls for an end to over-medicalization of our children. Unnecessary medical interventions drive big money interests that push sex-rejecting treatments. Today's revenue for sex-rejecting drugs and surgeries in 2023 were estimated in one study to exceed $4.4 billion and on track to exceed $7.8 billion by 2030. One doctor was recorded callously describing sex-rejecting procedures as a big moneymaker. Hospitals rake in millions of dollars by convincing boys and girls that a lifetime of off-label prescriptions for estrogen and testosterone blockers, chest reconstruction surgeries, and more are the only way to achieve true happiness and belonging in life. It's wrong. The Trump administration will not stand by while ideology, misinformation, and propaganda push vulnerable young people into decisions they cannot fully understand and that they can never reverse. On my watch, HHS will stand for radical transparency and informed consent. We follow the evidence. We employ gold standard science. We honor the moral obligation to do no harm. There is divine worth in every person, and it shines most brightly in our children. That worth commands us to protect them. And as long as I serve as HHS Secretary, this agency will do so. Thank you all very, very much.
Secretary Kennedy, you made a statement that said these procedures...
Let's stop for a moment. We're going to slip in a moment. Oh, we got some trans violence coming up here in just a moment. Let's just stop right here. What were you saying to me, crew? Go ahead. No, go ahead and tell me. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a great point. Yo, we'll definitely see the trans mafia, the trans people go crazy. They're already busting a bunch of them with bombs trying to blow up California. There's not just evil in the universe. We have the House passing a bill to put you in prison if you chemically or surgically mutilate and castrate a child. Of course you should go to prison. This all came out of Tavistock Institute, MI6, the CIA. They want to kill babies in the womb with abortion. If they can't get that, they want to chemically sterilize them or surgically do it later. This is the holy grail of the enemy being brought down. And it's the HHS that makes the rules. As you said, you have no liability protection. We're marking this as dangerous. We're pulling federal funds, and you're wide open to lawsuits if you do it. They just effectively outlawed it. Thank you, God. I mean, if we don't say thank you, Jesus, we are insane. I mean, I'm serious. And so for all of you out there, I see the comments everywhere, and that's fine. You're welcome to your opinion. That say, oh my gosh, Alex has sold out to Trump. I mean, I've sold out to lawfare and lawsuits and dirty tricks by the establishment. No. Trump's not perfect, but he has empowered Kennedy. Kennedy is knocking out of the park. This alone is so beautiful. They're pulling the fluoride out of the water, the dyes out of the food. They've already banned most of the poison shots, pulled out the mercury, banned the hepatitis shot. Kennedy's having major briefings exposing that the COVID shot literally gives you cancer and sterilizes you. He's publishing the secret federal studies. Already knew this. This is devastating to the enemy. But do we recognize the blessing we've been given? recognize how far we've come, how much success we're having? Or is it too easy just to sit back and not know the facts and just bitch and say, oh, it's all fake, nothing's happening? No, we criticize Trump when he gets off track because he's so on track. So I'm very thankful to all of you for what we've done together. It was God working through us. Think how far we've come. And the crew pops in my ear. They don't pop my ear a lot. I welcome them to do that. I put microphones in there. I told them to pop up the show whenever they want. They never do it. That, oh, what will the backlash be? You'll have more tranny for killing people all over the country. Their favorite things are target little kids. They'll go shoot them. The government will try to cover it up. At least elements of it will come out. So that's where we are, because they're satanic. They want the innocence. Well, you know, screwing a kid's wrong, so they've got laws against that. But, oh, we have a new thing where we cut their Johnson off or cut their breast off or cut their forearm off and create a rotting penis, which always fall off. They're in incredible pain. It's like a big sick joke. Oh, here's your, with a piece of PVC pipe up into your bladder. I'm sorry to be gross, folks. I can show you the surgeries. Oh, you want a penis here? We'll cut your forearm off and have a rotting thing with no feeling except pain. And this is your penis. It's beyond sick. But it's about what can they convince us to do? What can they sell us on? Oh, the kids will commit suicide if you let them do this. No, they commit suicide because they're in your cult after you do the surgeries. Here's MTG in the House as they pass the bill to prosecute doctors and parents for sex change for children, with three Democrats joining Republicans, but four Republicans, we're going to list them, voting against. Trans Rep Tim McBride freaks out. Here's the video.
One of the most serious responsibilities we have as adults, and particularly those of us who are elected and hold power when it comes to legislating and making laws, is to protect children. Today, the House is delivering on what the American people voted for, the opportunity to vote to end the genital mutilation of children via transgender treatments for children. This important bill that I've introduced years ago and finally is getting a vote today will let the House set to vote on this afternoon, will criminalize gender-affirming care on minors, not adults, on minors who have not yet grown up to make adult decisions. It will end genital mutilation and chemical castration of children and imprison offenders for up to 10 years. This is a direct legislative reflection of President Trump's executive order
and
every single Republican's campaign promise in 2024. It was also one of the top issues across the country. Most Americans agree that kids just need to grow up before they do anything radical. Castrate themselves through surgery, or even take dangerous drugs that have lifelong effects. American children are being systematically indoctrinated with perverse gender ideology by teachers, doctors, mental health counselors, and on social media platforms. Autistic children are particularly vulnerable and are 3 to 4 times more likely to have gender dysphoria.
You first broke that 20 years ago.
Joe Biden's former Assistant Secretary of Health, Richard Levine, who identifies himself as Rachel Levine, called for the federal government to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and obtain sex reassignment surgeries. We truly don't know the lifelong effects of puberty blockers, but we do see the lifelong effects of sex reassignment surgeries. For far too long, children have been sexually exploited under the malicious falsehood of so-called gender-affirming care. Mutilating children's bodies and giving them sterilizing drugs is anything but affirming and anything but care. These types of surgeries and hormone treatments are destroying children's lives all across the country, while this perverted multi-billion dollar industry rakes in profits.
Can you believe they got this far?
Pharmaceutical company Pfizer led the way in hormone production drugs with revenues of $74 million from those products in 2022
alone.
Imagine 2023 were estimated to surpass $4.4 billion. And by 2030, the market is expected to grow to nearly $8 billion. There are for-profit pediatric gender clinics, as well as hospitals that receive federal funding.
Pause. That's just the surgeries. They project they'll make, like, I saw the numbers. You've seen them brag at different medical schools. Like, we're going to make $10 million off each kid with the after treatments. I mean, it's just it's not even about that, though. It's about getting us to murder how God designed us. It's a satanic ritual. Let's continue.
In this type of child abuse, one of the nation's top children's hospital in the country, Boston Children's Hospital, even released videos that explained its surgeries, promoting sterilization, castration, and mutilation of children to kids and their parents. The hospital had been discovered to have performed gender-affirming chest surgeries on 15-year-old girls. Girls that are not even old enough to get a tattoo, buy nicotine, buy alcohol, and even vote. Jamie Reed, who worked at a gender clinic and directly assisted transitioning 1,500 patients, she says aged 3 to 25 years old, over 5 years, publicly came out to discuss the atrocities happening to children at these gender clinics. When a female takes testosterone, the profound and permanent effects of the hormones can be seen in a matter of months. The voice drops, beard sprout, body fat is redistributed, sexual interest explodes, aggression increases, and moods can be unpredictable. One of the side effects includes sterility. Can you imagine this happening to a young woman before she's ever even of legal age to be considered an adult? Jamie Reed has full-blown come out as a whistleblower on how fraudulent the entire industry is. The clinicians didn't care about the symptoms of the child. If the child believed they were trans, the clinicians took their word for it. If a child believes they're a unicorn, do adults take their word for it as well? We have laws that prevent children from being sexually exploited already on the books. And as a matter of fact, in 2020, this body passed a law to stop the female genital mutilation of young women all across America. My bill has the exact same commerce clause that is in the law preventing FGM. We also have federal laws that have stopped sexual exploitation of children.
Gentleman's time has expired.
You'll
Thank
have an
you.
Additional minute. I'll
Without
have
objection.
Additional minute.
Yeah. The gentleman has one additional minute.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We already have federal laws that stop the sexual exploitation of children related to porn and sex crimes against children. And these federal laws are so important because they protect children all across America. There's historical data that shows that 60 to 90% of pre-puberty children with gender dysphoria stop identifying as trans once they grow up.
That's right.
And in 2022, there's a statistic that says only 12% of boys with gender dysphoria continue it into adulthood. This is a matter of common sense. This is a vote of good versus evil. And it's our duty as a governing body filled with responsible adults to protect children from making the worst mistake of their lives before they're ever grown up and have the ability to enter into adulthood. I urge the House to vote yes on the Protect Children's Innocence Act and do the right thing for America's children. I yield back.
And it did pass. Now we got to get past the Senate and Trump to sign it. But humanity is awakening and on the march. I've got incredible clips of the left flipping out in Congress after it passed. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers on it, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What we've been seeing on the political timeline by RFK Jr. and his team is as close as you're going to get to it. I mean, it would take, we've already listed a lot of it, hours to go through the devastating victories against Big Pharma and the globalists. This alone was a great reason to get Trump in, which makes me even more feverish to get him on the right course on areas he's getting off course. Because this is amazing what's happening. Now, I'm going to get back to the ban on transgender mutilation, both surgical and chemical, felonies, you name it, withdrawing their liability protection, all of it. You have the legislation and you have the direct regulatory action that just happened. So this basically puts you in the coffin, the transgender cult, and then this bill, if MTG gets it passed in the Senate, is burying the thing. But just what Kennedy did, they won't survive it. Because humanity finally woke up to the insanity of this and how far they pushed us. Europe's already banned it. UK's banning it. But evil will go as far as it can. Thomas Jefferson was famously asked by a newspaper reporter right after we won and they were trying to set the country up. It took like 8 years to get that done. Five between the colonies. You can pull up the original news article. It's actually a copy of it. And he gets asked by his reporter, what are the limits of evil? How far will it go? How bad can it get? And he said, there is no limit. We're the limit. There's always somebody evil in power if you don't resist them, and then somebody even more evil gets in. He said, all that evil men entire seem to flourish is good men do nothing. Went on to say, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And those are all just totally true things. It's not eloquent, it's just true. It's even more powerful than eloquence. It's there's good and there's evil. So the Brown University thing, we have a guest coming on, a lawyer expert on that. 100% a cover-up. What's exactly going on? We're not sure exactly what the cover-up is, but the cover-up is for sure. And we'll also look at why Bongino left and what's going to come next. And I just loved all these other populists who I love, talk show hosts, last night and today. We can't believe it. Who would have thought, gosh, Bongino's leaving. Oh, no, we just told you 6 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, and 2 days ago. To the day. But Kyle, you know, said to me, and I went ahead and said this Tuesday night when I interviewed him. He's like, no, he's got the sources, you know, about the story coming out, people in the office. He said, well, I don't want to say that because Bongino will then just not announce announce Wednesday. And I said, who cares? It's the truth. Just put it out. And it's not about getting at Bongino. It's about we know what we're talking about. And these FBI guys, all of you know, this isn't like the old days where you guys can do whatever you want. Our people are everywhere, and there's more of us than ever. That's why I tell the stories all the time about going out in public. It's not, oh, I'm so cool. Most people love me at the grocery store, at a Christmas fair, you know, walking down the street. It's that you need to know freedom's really popular. The guy you wanted to demonize and say was the devil basically gets carried around people's shoulders out in public. You lose. And that's what I'm saying. Just give up. Give up. But they're not, because that's their nature. So that's fine. So here's trans rep Tim McBride freaks out ahead of vote outside of Congress, and it still passed. And again, even if this doesn't pass the Senate, what Kennedy just announced regulatorily, your liability protection is gone. What you're doing is a dangerous procedure, open up to all the lawsuits. None of them are going to do it now. And he said, and we're developing rules, which he's done a bunch before. In just the last 8-9 months, he got confirmed. Where then in the next month, they're going to have rules banning it officially. You're like, oh, yeah, let's see if he does it. He's done it on everything else. They banned the hepatitis shot for kids. They banned all the thimerosal mercury in there. He said when he first got in, like 8-9 months ago, he goes, in 2 months, we'll ban all the dyes. You have that time to get out. They did it. I mean, it's like these are real people. And I'll just be honest with you. It's not about kissing Kennedy's ass. It's not about fawning. It's about thanking God. We're moving the needle more in 6 months than we used to do in 100 years. This is our time that's beginning. We're ending the cycle of decadence and evil. We're at the bottom of it. Now the new golden era begins. That's in the known human cycles. But Trump can't say we're in the golden era and bypass that we're at the bottom. No, it's going to take a few years. And still, the golden era is not going to be some cakewalk. But it's when good finally wakes back up. So, when I'm done with this broadcast today, an hour and 20 minutes, and I usually do this in the middle of the night when I wake up, and sometimes, you know, home alone. I might do it in the living room, bathroom, wherever I'm at. I just fall down on my face. I just feel a spirit of God. I just get on my knees and just like, sometimes I pray for an hour, usually like 10 minutes. When I get off this show in an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, I'm going to go in my little office and I'm going to get on my knees. And I'm going to put my face on the ground to God. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to cry. I'm not going to do this publicly, but I'm going to do it right now. And just thank God so much for this. Sorry. I got to wait. I'm so thankful to God. And I'm so thankful to all of you who God's working through to come to this moment. Because this is the beginning of our victories. That's what makes it so bittersweet with the mistakes that are being made. Because this, I just got to trust in God's plan. And we're going to do it. But it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you so much. Because it's hard to even carry on right now. And I just, paradoxically, everything I say gets misrepresented by every group out there. But you got to actually hear what I say to actually know what I said. But I got an example of that coming up. And I'm going to hit a couple days ago, but I just need to get to it. It's important because it's been put everywhere. CNN, MSNBC. Not that big audiences, but it's the establishment. You know, it's been posted everywhere. Jones attacks anyone critical of Israel. Says they're idiots. That's not what I said. I said people that make stuff up and blame Israel for stuff that Israel didn't do is discrediting. Because when you say only Israel can do bad or whatever, you're lying. We all do bad. We all do good. So don't just single out groups and create a satanic fetish out of it. So, because like I said, I saw this like last week, it really pissed me off. I saw the video about Chernobyl is leaking again because the Ukrainians bombed it. They claimed the Russians did it. Reportedly killed millions from radiation back when, just when it blew up, you know, back in the 80s. And I literally, half the comments were, why are you coming for the Jews? And I'm just like, I can cover something else. Like if there's a solar flare going at satellites, it's the only thing you talk about. It's weird. It's sick. Like the left saying white people are all inherently evil and obsessing on that all day. It's sick. Criticize a group. Criticize the communist Chinese, not the Chinese people. Criticize the government of Israel, not the Jewish people. Criticize Islam itself, not the individual Muslim. I'm not going to hate individuals. It's not a defense of Israel. It's a defense of reality. When I bitch at Israel, they want me off the air. They come up to me hardcore because they know the other Israelis are listening to me. They know I'm not coming here because I hate them. I think what they're doing is wrong in some cases, just like the Muslims. It's like legitimate. It's real. It's like straight up, not some weird, crazy fetish thing. And I don't mean to even obsess on that. It's just that Steve Crowder did a great job a few days ago describing it. I sent the video, did a whole show on it. He's tired of like trying to cover any other topic and being accused of stuff. How does that feel? Like when Tucker said Nick Fuentes is a Fed. And Nick got really mad. I don't think Nick's a Fed. Nick got really mad. And I called Nick up and I said, well, how do you think it feels when people say we're Feds? See? And really when you say somebody's a Fed, some magic Fed, there's all these factions in the federal government, you're really saying nobody can be effective unless they're the Fed. You're really saying government people are God and we don't have any power. I've never joined any group or organization. And I've had, when Trump first got in, three different agencies come and try to recruit me in there. That happened before. And I said, no, I don't want anybody giving me any orders. I'm going to do what I do. I have more power on the outside calling balls and strikes. It's a positive thing to be totally independent. It's a good thing. I'm not looking to join something. I'm not up at the White House trying to get favor. I'm not trying to get some gravy train from somebody. I'm trying to promote freedom and believing in you that together we'll build something better. I want to be the maverick. I want to be the trailblazer. I want to be the fire starter. I want to be the progenitor. I want to be the thought leader, meaning the thoughts come from me. Who gives Alex Jones his orders? Alex Jones. Who comes up with what Alex Jones says? Alex Jones. Who writes Alex Jones's checks? Alex Jones. Who wipes his ass? Alex Jones. You know, the Queen of England, they have the Grimmest Stool. They actually have their asses wiped. King Charles, I mean, who would you even want that? Literally. someone follows them around and wipes their ass. I wipe my own ass, you know, since I was about a year old. So, you people out there that always hear everybody's, oh, they're this, they're that, you're handicapping yourself not to believe you've got power. Believing the whole system's shut down, everything's controlled. No, it's not. We have the power, but we have to use the agency that God gave us. Here's the clip of Congress, and I got the other big news I'm going to hit.
When millions of people will see their healthcare premiums skyrocket.
Oh, so gross.
And GOP leadership, with that deadline fast approaching, has decided to schedule two votes on anti-trans bills and precisely zero votes on extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits. They would rather have us focus in and debate a misunderstood and vulnerable 1% of the population instead of focusing in on the fact that they are raiding everyone's health care in order to pay for tax breaks for the wealthiest 1%. All Republican politicians care about is making the rich richer and attacking trans people. They are obsessed with trans people. I actually think they think more about trans people than trans people think about trans people. They are consumed with this, and they are extreme on it.
You're the ugly dude that pretends he's a woman in a red suit jacket. We're obsessed with you targeting our children. You know, I found out the three biggest Christian schools in Austin, with friends and family I have, that as soon as Biden got in, suddenly secretly teach transgenderism so we couldn't put my 8-year-old daughter there, like 6 or 7 at the time. The public schools are trying it, but not even as bad. They have secret drag queen story time. They have career day where a male prostitute who says he's a woman comes and pole dances in front of kids at the library, first, second, third graders, and then they tell the parents, don't tell them this happened. They create a file on your kid. They go, are you another sex? Yeah. They go, oh, you're in a file. You're in danger. Now here's your NGO. Here's your lawyer. Here's your social worker. Don't tell mommy. Then they split you off a few years later, take you away. You're a cult. You're obsessed with children. You want to come in with your ideology and brainwash children. You're the sickos. Yeah, we're obsessed with stopping you like we're obsessed with stopping fentanyl. We don't like fentanyl. We don't want to be obsessed with it. But it's killed a couple million people. Yeah, we shot this video in Austin, Texas. This is what goes on around here. I got even worse stuff where they're totally naked, shaking their penises in front of 5-year-olds. So look at this. This is just one example. It was all over the news. I'm sure you saw it. Alex Jones rails against anti-Semitic MAGA influencers. And it goes on to say, he appeared to be taking a swipe at the likes of Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson. No, in the full rant, I said, I'll be talking about Chernobyl last week that's leaking again. Kind of a big deal. On the other hand, that's deadly. You get one little particle of that lung cancer and, you know, 6 months, you're dead. Leukemia, you're dead. And I saw a bunch of comments, why I cover for the Jews? I talk about, I don't we update the Roger Stone about communist China's influence in Venezuela? I guarantee it'll all be, why are you coming for Jews all day? Listen, dumbos. Criticizing Israel is completely legitimate. Israel's got lots of problems. It tries to manipulate our politics, tries to censor us, and it's been super arrogant. And I cover it all. People go, they go, it's paradoxical. He'll have a guest on exposing Israel, and then later he's attacking. No, I'm attacking people that make stuff up. And I've studied history. You think Hitler was great? You're ignorant. So it's like that. Then I get mad at some of the Jewish lobbies attacking me, lying about me and all the rest of it. I try to call balls and strikes here. But that's how they spin all this constantly. But I saw a video this morning. I think it's hilarious. This isn't even, I don't think AI, they actually got a group of thespians together to do this, but obviously they got the Star of David on both sides, Democrat and Republican, and so they're trying to say this is all controlled. And obviously, AIPAC is funding both parties, but so are a bunch of other lobbies. Doesn't mean they aren't in there controlling a lot of stuff, but there's also other groups like, oh, look, this group funds things. Yeah, we should cut it off. And the Chinese and the EU and BlackRock and the globalists. And they actually, instead of it being AI, they actually got real actors together. I think this is super entertaining at one level. Maybe I should invite these guys that made it on without their mask on and actually talk to me. But notice the logic of the video. They say, because he's been right about so much, it's his job to metaphysically tell you what the globalists are doing to you as a spiritual rule, because under God's law, they have to tell you, so Jones works for them. Well, it is true under God's law that you have to reveal something to somebody in the fine print. We don't do it in fine print down at the bottom. We do it big blazing print like Revelation does, warning everyone. And so it makes these people feel like official and powerful. They say I'm bad. I have to come get approval from them to show that I'm good. And it's just total mental illness, because all they know is Israel, 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 Israel. Could you do something else? I mean, do half your episodes on Israel. Can we get something on the trans cult? Can we get something on China? Can we get something on, you know, all this other stuff? That's my point, is it's this one thing, because it's creating a cataclysm, and it's satanic, because they want the Nazis to attack the Jews to actually build that up as part of a larger plan that the ADL is funding, so they can be the top victims and then be in control of worldwide censorship. It's a false flag. And most Jews aren't involved in that, but it's sophisticated, you know, third, fourth level thinking out. And that's why the ADL wants me off the air, because I've got their game. I know their trick. I know what they're doing. But this is really funny. I mean, at one level, I like it. But another level, it's like, oh, I'm Bill Hicks, and I'm a jack-in-the-box, and I'm not real. But you know, though I'm right about a lot of stuff and woke up most people, still, though, they get to sit back and like, they're the good guys. And I'm not singling them out. They're just an example of this. But when I was talking about that type of stuff, this is the type of people I'm talking about. And synonymous with them is they love Hitler. They think the earth's flat. They don't think nuclear weapons are real. They're divorced from reality. But they've got a lot of anti-Jew terms. They think that's really smart. And then they can just accuse this person and that person all day. And it makes them feel good. They're in the winning club. They're the good guys. And those of us that are risking our lives, who aren't hidden under fake names and accounts, who are going through, you know, war for freedom, they can sit back and say they're better than us. And I only say this because it doesn't hurt me. I want them to grow up and pray to God and ask the Holy Spirit to heal them of this demon they have. So when I talked about that headline, Alex Jones rails against anti-Semitic MAGA influencers, criticizing Israel isn't anti-Semitic. You have a right to do it. It's been a taboo. It's been a control system. It's healthy. It's being exposed. I have people on who are intellectual and smart and informed from all sides. I'll have a conservative Jew on one day, I'll have Nick Fuentes on the other. Don't agree with all of what both are saying, but they know history, they're smart, it's real information. People say, well, what's this? You got a Jew on one day as an apologist, the next day Nick Fuentes. You deserve to hear all this. It's good to get the taboos out of the way. But these same groups say, oh, Nick Fuentes, he works for him too, because they can't help it but feel like they're the good person and they're the Puritan and you are the heretic. Well, I am the heretic against the whole world system and against the devil. So, but this is a hilarious video. And I love it because it's not AI. And maybe it's old, maybe it's new. I don't even know where it came from. I mean, I know the account it was on. But just imagine being these people and saying, oh, Jones is right because he's evil. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So you can't argue with the fact I'm a major trailblazer and have been right 99% of the time. So you say, oh, that's part of the trick. Well, I guess you're exposing evil right now. Of course, you're really not. You're accusing me as false witness. Then you are too. See the mental illness of that? You're saying that good doesn't exist. The devil's biggest trick. But it does exist. I know what I'm doing is from a place of good and love and strength and trying to be a good person. But you can't help in your limited awakening to say everyone's bad but you, and that is the satanic pride you have in yourself. Here's a clip.
Tonight's entertainment features our favorite double agent, Donald, if you will.
You globalist scum make me sick. Donald Trump is the real deal. I am the resistance.
Jim in North Carolina on unlawful orders on Americans. Go ahead.
Is the Declaration of Independence legal and lawful?
Oh, there is a right to revolt in the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't give us the right, it just points it out. You've got places like New Hampshire that have right to revolt in their constitution.
They're coming either way. See, that's the point. They're coming either way, and you freaking know that. They're coming
well,
either way.
Well, let me just stop you. Hey.
I've loved that guy ever since Waco.
It never ceases to amaze me how we can use Jones to give the world fair warning of our agenda, and yet they never really rise up to oppose us.
That only proves that we blue bloods are the dominant species on the planet.
So I tell the truth because I'm bad. Well, there's no way to be the good guy there from the judge, the inquisitors. And so did they shoot that at some local theater company or maybe Masonic Lodge? You know, where was that shot? You guys contact me. Show me the raw footage that you shot that, whether it was a year ago or now. I don't know when you made it. Come take your mask off. Be big boys. Come meet Bill Hicks. You understand that's total mental illness, right? I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. I've been on air 31 years. I don't even look like Bill Hicks. But you again say I'm not real because you're saying what I've done is not real. That's the only power you've got. You can't address what I've said. You can't address the facts I've laid out. You can't address the world-changing things we've done together. You, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, appointed Jesus and say, he's a bad man. We're the good men. You're your father, the devil. It's that simple. All right, we got a big guest coming on with the big developments at the Brown shooting cover-up and all the latest Islamic attacks and what's coming next there. We'll also look at why Bongino really left and so much more. That's not a real photo. God, AI is insane. So we're going to go to break. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We have incredible products. Until the 23rd, we have the last days of Christmas sale. 60% off an ultramethylene blue, Shilajit Irish Sea Moss, and more. Big discounts on all the Patriot apparel, widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, sweaters, hoodies, you name it, at thealexandthestore.com. And they really are great products. What's that new one? I haven't seen that yet. Go back to the front page, I guess. Go back one. There's a slider. You just go back the other way. Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Oh, it's a gift card. Bottom line, I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. And if you just get the methylene blue, it's so good for you. The energy's so clean, no letdown. It would blow you away. So take the Alex Jones challenge. Order the ultra methylene blue. We have an 80%+ reorder on it. Nobody has that in supplements. It is insane. Great deals on gift cards, big discounts on those. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. You can cancel anytime for free. When you spend $30 a month in the store, you get $40 to spend instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales when you're a VIP. All right, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Final days of your shopping with us for Christmas. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones